Now, the Sydney Film Festival is on at the moment. Maybe you've gone down and checked out a couple of films. Maybe you're wondering what you should go and check out. Well, it's a good thing we have Michael Jones. He joins me right now to run us through the movie reviews of the week. Michael, good morning.
Morning, Tess. How are you going?
I am great. What are we taking a look at this week?
Well, we're taking a look at a film that you can no longer take a look at the Sydney Film Festival because it screened last week.
Oh, I lied.
But it gets a general release today, so you can go and see it.
I sort of lied.
Yeah, this screened, I think, last Friday night at the Film Festival. It's a film called Upgrade. It was written and directed by Lee Whannell. He and his co-creator, James Wan, they're responsible for the most successful horror franchise of all time, the Saw franchise.
Ah, yes.
Caught any of those films?
God, no. I'm so, like, no.
Guess not. Anyway, Upgrade. This is a sci-fi film and stars people you've probably not heard of. Logan Marshall Green. He's a Tom Hardy lookalike. Benedict Hardy, who was in Hacksaw Ridge. Harrison Gilbertson. He looks a bit like Dane DeHaan. He was in Beneath Hill 60. Betty Gabriel, Melanie Vallejo, and a few others, including Clayton Jacobson, who appears in another film that's on at the Sydney Film Festival that gets a general release next week called Brother's Nest. But I'll be talking about Brother's Nest next week. Anyway, like I said, this is a sci-fi film, and yes, it is set in a dystopian future.
My mind is blown.
Yes, you can't really have a sci-fi film that's not set in a dystopian future. It's an American city that looks a lot like Melbourne, where technology assists, with nearly all aspects of life. Now, Technophobe Gray, who's played by Tom Hardy lookalike Marshall Green, he restores vintage cars for a living and lives happily in the suburbs with his wife, Asha, played by Melanie Vallejo. She works for a tech company. Now, we know that's not going to last. Because you've seen RoboCop, haven't you?
No, but I know the concept.
That's right. I wasn't talking to you, Tess. I was talking to the person that was listening to me.
That's fair. Just bypass me entirely.
Yeah, I'll bypass you entirely. Look, yeah, so sure enough, the couple's happiness doesn't last, and Gray is offered a second chance at life and the possibility of some revenge by enigmatic techno genius Eron, played by Gilbertson, via a wonder chip implant called STEM. Now, Upgrade could be described as a sci-fi action thriller, the sort of movie that you probably would have caught at the drive-in back in the 1970s, or may have picked up at Blockbuster or Video Easy back in the 1980s or 90s. It's also very much in the tradition of the low-budget, futuristic exploitation movies of the late 70s, early 80s. So that's something to look forward to. That's not to say that Upgrade is a bad film. In fact, I enjoyed this film very much because it's in the same tradition as films like RoboCop and The Terminator, just obviously on a much lesser budget. And sci-fi fans will get a real kick out of, you know, some of the ideas that are explored and some of the questions that are asked, like when does technology, you know, stop being of benefit to humankind, the ethics of weaponization of such technology, and of course, what happens when the technology ultimately outsmarts us?
Oh, God.
As it always does in these films. Most of the acting in this film is fairly competent, but I couldn't help but wondering and recasting this film in my mind with some A-list actors. And I was just kept thinking that perhaps with like a few more tens of millions of dollars thrown behind this film, it perhaps could have been like a real summer US blockbuster. It's a really great idea. Look, the special effects in this film, they are excellent because, you know, Australia has some great special effects houses here in Sydney and Melbourne. But the low budget of the film is betrayed by some of the sets, which often just look like big dark rooms with a few things put in them to look futuristic.
That's dystopian, big dark rooms.
Very big dark rooms. They could almost be sound stages. And also there's the lack of lighting. Why is it always so dark in the dystopian future?
Because it's dystopian.
Even inside it's dark. And even during the day it seems dark. Petty gripes aside, I really did enjoy Upgrade. It's a solid B picture, and more power to Lee Whannell for making this film in Australia. While not a first class experience, Upgrade is definitely premium economy with an exit row seat. Just one more thing I want to remind you about. 2SER18. That's the code you put in when you go to sff.org.au if you want a discounted ticket for the closing night film, Hearts Beat Loud.
And who doesn't want a discount, honestly?
Why not?
2SER18?
2SER18. That's what you put in.
Thanks for that, Michael.
Pleasure.